You're listening to SBS News.
Toni Morrison died after a short illness. She was 88. Former US President Barack Obama has described her as a national treasure, who was as good a storyteller, as captivating in person as she was on the page. He says her writing was a beautiful, meaningful challenge to our conscience and our moral imagination. Morrison wrote her first book, The Bluest Eye, in 1970 while working at the publisher Random House. It tells the story of a young African-American girl growing up during the years following the Great Depression. The girl is subjected to racism because of her mannerisms and dark skin, and that treatment ends up fueling her desire for the blue eyes that she equates with whiteness. Her 1987 book, Beloved, is considered her best and is based on the 19th century slave Margaret Garner, who killed her own daughter to spare her a life of slavery. Beloved won the Pulitzer Prize for fiction and was made into a film starring Oprah Winfrey in 1998. In 1993, Toni Morrison became the first African-American woman to be awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature, with the Swedish Academy describing her as an author who, in novels, characterized by visionary force and poetic import that gives life to an essential aspect of American reality. She welcomed the award with good humor.
Well, I think the pinnacle for a writer has got to be the Nobel Prize. For other kinds of things, flawless character, something like the Glamour Lifetime Achievement Award is most welcome.
Morrison showed her defiant side when interviewed by Australian journalist Jan Event.
You don't think you will ever change and write books that incorporate white lives into them substantially?
I have done.
Mm. In a substantial way?
You can't understand how powerfully racist that question is, can you? Because you could never ask a white author, when are you going to write about black people? Whether he did or not, or she did or not. Mm. Even the inquiry comes from a position of being in the center.
And being used to being in the center.
And being used to being in the center. Mm.
Toni Morrison believed there was no such thing as race, instead describing racism as a social construct.
There is no such thing as race. None.
Really?
There's just a human race, scientifically, mm-hmm. anthropologically. Racism is a construct, mm-hmm. a social construct. And it has benefits. It has money can be made off of it. And people who don't like themselves can feel better because of it. It can describe certain kinds of behavior that are wrong or misleading. So it has a social function, racism. But race can only be defined as a human being.
New York man Anthony Sun Prickett says he was in tears when he heard Toni Morrison had died and recalled the personal impact she'd had on him.
She gave me a language to describe internalized racism and the ways in which we all carry around all these messages we receive all the time through institutions, through media, through all these different ways that white people are the only people who matter in the world. She gave me a language with which to understand that and me start to undo it.
Greg Diet, SBS News.